This is the Below Top Secret podcast for the Above Top Secret website.
Now it's time for What You Know Net Radio News. We find news from all around the internet, or just make the shit up. This is unfair and unbalanced journalism.
Less than a minute now.
Total time for 200.
This term for a long-handled gardening tool can also mean an immoral pleasure seeker. Ken.
What's a hoe?
No.
Because some people out there in our nation don't have bounce.
No.
You may recognize this famous quote, from each according to his abilities, to each according to his needs. That's from Karl Marx. How is Senator Obama not being a Marxist if he intends to spread the wealth around?
Are you joking? Is this a joke?
No.
Is that a real question?
That's a question.
Terrorists like bin Laden are serious about mass murder.
Who's this dork? I think his name is Bush. Bush.
You are absolutely right that John McCain has not talked about my Muslim faith. And you're absolutely right that that has not
Christian
come my Christian faith.
Look, when I was a kid, I inhaled frequently. That was the point.
You know, reporters.
Mocked.
Yeah, mocked, I guess that's the word, yeah.
Also, in an effort to bone up on foreign policy, I went to the Times Square area to see a film called The Bush Doctrine. It was not about politics.
I'd like to welcome you to the What You Know Net Radio 2008 election special. I'm glad you can join us for this exciting look at this all-important race. It's a banner year for America. Record numbers of people have signed up. The dead are out for it. I mean, come on. When the dead sign up to vote, when goldfish are given the vote, we know we've done our job here in America. But let's take a look at the candidates. This election really boils down to one simple truth. Got to vote your wallet. That's it. That's what this election is really boiled down to. Voting your wallet. Now, if you make less than $250,000 a year, smart choice would be to vote Obama. It's going to save you money. If you make more than $250,000 a year, then your smart choice would be to vote McCain. Because he's going to save you money. The truth is that neither of these idiots are going to save you a freaking dime. It's not going to happen. With the economy as bad as it is, neither of these fools can do anything that they're going to be telling you. Even if Obama can get his party that 60-seat filibuster-proof majority, he still isn't going to be able to give you all the crap that he's been promising you. I mean, these two idiots have been promising you guys the world. Everybody's just sinking it in. They just eat it right up. I mean, it's like these guys fart brick, you know, fart gold, and everybody just loves it. Now, then we got the vice presidential candidates, Sarah Palin, everyone's favorite MILF. I mean, come on. The only reason she was brought onto the ticket was by the Republican Party is to ignite the base. You know, give old man hard-ons. That's pretty much the only reason she was brought on the ticket. Joe Biden, he might in fact be insane, but that's okay. We've had 8 years of an insane vice president. We're used to this. We're okay by this. Something that's going to hurt the Republicans in this election is Ted Stevens. Yeah, the Alaskan senator that got caught for corruption and fraud. See, how badly do you have to try and cover your tracks when you're a United States senator and you actually get caught for corruption? I mean, really, all these guys are just corrupt crooks anyway, and this guy, he just got sloppy. He just got really sloppy. That's how he got caught. I mean, he's been in the Senate for, what, 300 years? No, wait, how old is the United States? I believe he knew George Washington, personally, but he just got caught. He was, you know, now, latest reports coming out by the, now, I watch CNN, like, endlessly, constantly. Don't let them lie to you. It's not, you know, it's completely biased. They're definitely touting a pro-Obama support there. I'm sorry, CNN, but really, you guys are very pro-Obama. Very pro-Obama, that's what you guys are. I mean, don't give me this crap. Now, what they're throwing out there is the McCain-Palin camp, the inside bickering. You got McCain aides saying that Palin's a rogue. I thought she was a maverick. How can she? I mean, isn't that what you wanted? Someone that spoke her mind, that did her own thing, that couldn't be controlled. Isn't that exactly what you wanted in this campaign? I mean, how can this be a bad thing for a couple of Mavericks? Really? How can it, you know? Of course, you know, McCain's sitting there going, oh, Obama's already measuring the drapes. You know, I don't think Obama has ever measured a drape in his life. I'm serious. I don't think that if you gave Obama a measuring tape, he would know what to do with it. If you showed him a set of drapes, he'd be give it to his aides. I mean, come on. This is the presidential candidate. He's not going to measure drapes. Yeah. But, you know, this election is showing so far that America is sick and tired of the way that this country has been run. Very just tired of it. The last 8 years have been terrible for this country. It's not all George Bush's fault. As much as I would love to say it was, it really isn't. The Democrats also have a big part of the blame too. It's not all George Bush's fault. I mean, sure, he used false pretenses and he got us into a war for really no reason that we are stuck in and really can't get out of, that we're spending $10 billion a month on. Sure, because of his administration's insane policies, along with Congress. And sorry, the democratically controlled Congress is to blame here too. Our economy is in the toilet. Now, you know, gotta keep it real, people. And really research this crap, because, you know, the mainstream media isn't going to tell you the real deal. They're slanted, they're biased. We already know Fox is a paid Republican sounding board. CNN, you know, they're slanted the other way. So don't let them tell you that they're, you know, unbiased, no bias, no bull. It's all a bunch of crap. Yeah. Now, let's look at the crux of the problem here. Next, we got next Tuesday. Are y'all excited? Gonna go vote? Some of you already have. Some of you lucky people that live in those states where you can cast your ballot early, rock on. It's time to vote. Probably gonna have one of the largest turnouts for voting in the history of this country next Tuesday. That's a great thing. Does it matter? Nope. No. We don't vote a president in. We're basically voting for electors. They're supposed to take our popular vote and vote the way that their district voted. But they don't have to. You have to understand that, people. It's how Al Gore lost the 2000 election. Sure, he won the popular vote, but the electors cast their ballots. And the electors in the Electoral College are the ones that actually matter. They're the ones that actually decide who the next president's going to be. They, the electors, voted for Bush. And that's how Bush got the presidency in the year 2000. Now, is it right? No, it's not. But that's how it works. And guess what, Rhode Island? You still don't matter. I mean, you guys got, what, 3 electors in this election? Again, Rhode Island, not a battleground state. I think Obama and McCain spent a grand total of like 30 minutes in Rhode Island. I think they stopped in, said hello to Bob, Marge, and Stan, the electors. Said, hey, vote for me. See ya. Sorry, Rhode Island. If you live in Rhode Island, I really feel for you. You're not important in this election. That's the fact. Now, I have a word of advice for everyone out there. I have a word of advice for you. If you are getting your ideas about how to vote in this election from Joe the Plumber, please don't vote. Do not take the opinions of a guy who works on toilets, who works on your kitchen sink while his ass crack is hanging out, to sway your vote. Really, this election is not about Joe the Plumber. Sure, the Joe the Plumber Palin ticket in 2012 might look appealing. But really, do you want ass crack in the White House? No. So, then we got, you know, the Republicans are saying Acorn has violated everything. They've destroyed our democracy. Oh my God, the end of the world. Because Acorn volunteers, you know, went out and, well, they're not really volunteers because they got paid per people that they signed up to vote. They went out and, you know, went to graveyards and signed up the dead. They signed up Mickey Mouse. I mean, Mickey Mouse deserves to vote. I mean, he is over 18. Come on, damn it. He's an American citizen over the age of 18. It is high time in this country that Mickey Mouse got the right to vote, everybody. Come on! He has been a consummate entertainer. Look at that smile. It has never left his face. Been dating the same girl. I mean, this is, you know, I'm telling you, poor Mickey. Just gets trashed on. But, you know, they signed Mickey up. They signed a goldfish up. Princess Noodleman. Princess Noodleman, you know, I don't know how you're going to vote. You know, physically, I don't know how you're going to vote. But, you know, hey, you know, that's how it goes. Dogs are getting the right to vote. I mean, every, you know, this is democracy in action. But the Republican Party is really hammering this one home. They're like, oh, Obama and Acorn, Obama and Acorn, Obama. No, no, Obama and Acorn, nothing. Acorn signed up just as many people to vote for McCain as they did for Obama. It's not just an Obama thing, it's an election thing. Yeah, this is, you know, not voter fraud, it's voter registration fraud. It's not the same thing. Voter fraud would be if they actually got the dead to vote, not to sign up the dead to vote. The dead obviously are going to have a problem showing up at the polls. Now, if the dead do show up at the polls, I don't know what the statute is on zombie voting. I don't know if we've given zombies the right to vote. I don't know if we should. I mean, we'd have Reagan as president again. We'd have zombie Reagan for president, and it wouldn't be good. So it brings me to my next subject, Lou Dobbs. Dude, get a new catchphrase. Okay, you know, I watch your show every freaking night. But seriously, I'm going to do you a favor. I'm going to look up synonyms for the word unconscionable. Because I'm sick of this word being spewed out of your mouth after every story. It's unconscionable. It's unconscionable. Dude, you're a smart guy. Come up with a new word. Really? We don't need to hear unconscionable every 5 minutes. Poor Lou. He needs a thesaurus. He really does. Lou, check this out. I'm gonna help you out here. This is just a little tip from your pal, What You Know. Instead of saying unconscionable every 5 minutes, check out these priceless gems. Check this out. This is really cool. Consciousness, ruthless, unethical, unprincipled, unscrupulous, dishonest, obscene, outrageous, preposterous, ridiculous, shocking, unreasonable, sky-high, steep, stiff, stratospheric. So, you know, just to, you know, if you, we can even go to other language, you know, we can do Danish, Umerig, Sambitirsterster, you know, French, Excessive, German, Ubertinabin, Lang, I can't read Greek, so sorry. And, yeah, pretty much the rest of them, you're kind of screwed. So, a little help there for you, Lou, because you know what, dude? I'm really sick of that word. I mean, I'm really sick of unconscionable, man. You're a smart guy. You need a better catchphrase. I mean, every single time, man. Really, seriously? That's just a mini rant on you, Lou, because, you know, you suck. Now, the state of Nevada has something cool, but I have to warn you. I have to warn you, voters in Nevada, be sure that you're actually voting. I know they have set up voting machines everywhere. However, don't be confused between a voting machine and a slot machine. I know they look very similar, especially if you're drunk. And I don't think anyone should vote sober. Never vote sober. They closed down liquor stores on Tuesday. Make sure you buy your liquor Monday. Absolutely buy your liquor Monday, because Tuesday you won't be able to get any. And no one should vote sober. That's to rip off Lou Dobbs. That's unconscionable. So, people in Nevada, when you're voting, remember, they don't put those voting machines in brothels, bars, or casinos. So if you're in a brothel, a bar, or a casino, those aren't voting machines. Those are slot machines. Another hint that you're not at a voting machines don't take money. Just so you're clear, we don't want any confusion there in Nevada. Just remember that small little thing. It's a little tip from What You Know. Dude. Okay, now, Detroit, it's adopted a brand new slogan. I've heard it a couple times now. Vote Obama or you might get shanked. Get out the vote phrase I've been hearing around Detroit. Basically, you know, it's the other side of the coin there. The other side of that old racist coin there. You know, black people, you know, not all black people. Some, a select few, feel that because Obama is black that we have to vote Obama. You don't. The only reason you should vote Obama is if you make under $250,000 a year. That's the real crux of this whole election. Now, what would sway my vote? In all honesty, a Playboy spread by Palin. That's what would sway my vote. I'd switch my vote immediately. So, Palin, get a hold of Hugh. Get a hold of old Hef there. And, you know, got a vote. I bet you that it would be a landslide election if Palin got into that magazine. I swear to God. Playboy spread, Palin, McCain's in. That's how it worked, I'm telling you. So, you know, had a lot to go over here. Just wanted you guys to get a sense of what's going on in the world of politics and the world of this election. This has been a What You Know Net Radio election special. I hope you guys have enjoyed it. I know I enjoyed ranting on about the election. It's at the time I've recorded this, it's like 6 days away. Remember, get up early. You're going to want to get up at like 6 o'clock in the morning. I think the polls open at like 9. That gives you like 3 good hours of drinking, just so you're aware. You want a good 3 hours of solid drinking before you go into the polls, because no one should vote sober. That's just wrong. Friends don't let friends vote sober. If you see your friend sober on election day, get him drunk. Get her drunk. That's how it's got to be. It's sad when I see sober people at polling stations. It really is.
Thank you for listening to What You Know Net Radio News. Now with less journalistic integrity than the Weekly World News.
This is WUKNR, home of Microsoft Sam and some shaved monkey typing on a keyboard.
Yes, Destiny has her hand on my back, and she's pushing.
Thank you for listening to this episode of What You Know Net Radio. We hope that you've enjoyed the show. If you have any questions or comments, please feel free to let us know. Have a great night.
Rebecca works.